The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So I've got a friend who's called, and her name is Stacey Bevel. She's with Ask and Receive, and she actually has a new company, Golden Career Strategies. So, Stacey, I'm actually going to start with you. I'm going to bring you back in after the break, just because I wanted to give our caller before a chance to be heard. Stacey, good morning. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
And I want to talk to you, Stacey, because of the work you do in the community. I want to talk about compassion in a time of crisis.
Good morning, Deb. So good to hear your voice, and I'm excited to be here. Compassion's a really important topic now.
So when we talk about it in a time of crisis, what are some of the skills that you are using, not only with Golden Career Strategies, but I also know that you've got a whole wall full of degrees and certificates, because you've really taken to this, you know, as a dear friend I've known for years, you have really taken to this as your calling.
Very much so, yes. Finally excited to be living my bliss, and thank you so much for that introduction, Deb. So it's one of the things I'm most passionate about is understanding the neuroscience of our brains, which is super exciting in that we can build resilience, we can build our capacity for resilience, we can change our emotions and not stay in this rut that we often live in.
So what are some things that people can do who are listening today? What would be some good advice you've got?
So some good advice is to sit with our emotions. That is so powerful. And typically, we do everything to avoid them. But if we can stay present with our emotions and say, what is this trying to tell me and control, then we can make better decisions, for one thing, because our emotions guide our decisions. So as rational and as logical as we might be, we can't separate our emotions. And I think politics is a great point of this. If we're talking to somebody and we know that everything we're saying is factual and rational, but that other person can't hear us, it's largely in part due to emotions.
Right. Yeah. So besides sitting with your emotions, we're going to have to go to a quick break, Stacey, but I'm going to keep you over.
Sure.
Give me two other things that we could be doing.
Breathing. I think people would be amazed at how often they're actually holding their breath. So just taking some time to take some slow, deep breaths can be really powerful, especially before you have to have an important conversation or make an important phone call. Good sleep. That's another thing we don't do very well, but, you know, that 6 to 8 hours, whatever is your sweet spot, those are important too.
Yeah, good. My guest today is Stacey Bevel. She's with Ask and Receive, and she is now with Golden Career Strategy. She's the owner of that, and she has a lot of good advice for us that a good friend of mine is on the line with me. Her name is Stacey Bevel. Stacey is the president of Golden Career Strategies. It's a division of her company, Ask and Receive, where they do career transition, outplacement, onboarding, organizational and leadership development. Stacey and I have been friends for a lot of years, and she has really begun to, you know, Stacey, I'm just going to say, it's kind of like you have a new business here, which really fit right with your other business, because you've always wanted to help people. And I want you to come on today and talk about a few things, just so our listeners can hear some opportunities to sit quietly with ourselves, our thoughts, our breathing, or just knowing that there's still good out there, and we can be the light for others.
Oh, I love that. Definitely, we can be the light for others, and there is so much good. And in this topic today, and thank you so much for that introduction for Golden. If I just want to mention, too, to your audience that Golden offers a Monday morning roundtable. Everybody is welcome. It's from 9 to 10, especially great for those in career transition. So
All right.
You can find that at goldencareerstrategies.com. But back to our topic for compassion. You know, Deb, compassion really starts with ourselves, and so often we're the ones that we give compassion to last.
Yeah.
And if we can, you know, the way that we talk to ourselves sometimes, we would never talk to somebody else that way. And when we learn to be compassionate with ourselves, it's just so much easier to be compassionate with others. And in this time where there's so much stress, you know, people are going to be more likely to make mistakes, to communicate ineffectively, and just not show up as their best. And so we need that compassion more than ever after a year of COVID.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. Such good words. And I just wanted our audience to hear from you today, because I know that is your heart's desire, is to help people get on the right path. All right, so go through them with me one more time. Deep breathing, sit quietly with your thoughts.
Right. Deep breathing, make sure you get enough sleep.
All right, sleep.
And that you're eating. Yeah.
We're eating barbecue. By the way, Stacey, we're eating barbecue today on the radio show. Everybody's calling
in. Barbecue.
I love barbecue. All right. All right. So we got that. What else you got?
It's walking. It's amazing how good that is for the mind and body. You know, I when I first started exercising years ago, and you've known me for a long time, so you know me when I was 100 pounds bigger. And I said to a friend, I'm so amazed at how much calmer I feel now that I'm exercising. And she said, she kind of laughed, and she said, that's because we have a certain amount of energy. And if we don't physically move, that can become kind of a mind chatter, and we can be more stressed simply by that. So that's movement, sitting with emotions, being comfortable with emotions, being with people that support you and encourage you. You know, who you spend time with and affects how you feel.
I agree. And Stacey, so important, the words you say to yourself. I couldn't agree with you more. My guest today has been Stacey Bevel. She is with Golden Career Strategies. You can find her online. She does a lot of good work for a lot of people. Hey, Stacey, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Deb. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Good.